Blog Talk Radio.
Welcome back, my friends, to the show that never ends. We're so glad you could attend. Come inside, come inside. There behind the glass stands a real blade of grass. Be careful as you pass. Move along, move along. Come inside, the show's about to start.
Intro. We've got our wonderful engineer working on that technical glitch. Thank you, Buck Futz, our engineer. We appreciate your technical expertise. I'm the General Gonzo S. Patton. Welcome, welcome, my friends, indeed, to the show that never ends. I am glad you could attend. Sorry I couldn't last night. I was a little under the weather. Had a liberal germ attack, but I'm glad you're here with me tonight. The chat room's open for anybody who wants to utilize that function. I'll watch for questions, and I've got a guest call-in number if anybody wants to call in and ask questions as we go through this evening. We are going to follow up on last week's episode where we looked at the economics of destruction in America brought about by Barack Hussein Obama, the Democrats, and complicit, the GOP. This generation and generations to come are blatantly hosed unless we act, and we act fast. We as a nation are losing our sovereignty to debt. But there is a way out, and it's up to us if we want to be free. So, here's our call-in line. It's 347-857-1197. And our liberal hotline number, 347-857-1197. So away we go. On the heels of this week's budget deal, which really was no deal at all, it was basically a good old-fashioned passionate posterior whipping at the hands of the Democrats, thanks to the new speaker, same as the old speaker, Boehner Jr., and Boehner Sr., a.k.a. Paul Ryan, and his crying mentor, who negotiated a budget deal raising the debt ceiling, giving Barack Hussein Obama unlimited spending authority, a blank check until March. This was done with no committee hearings, no subcommittee hearings, no House hearings, all in violation of the Constitution, all in violation of budget committee rules and procedures. And this goes until March of 2017. How much money do you think that man can spend that fast, unrestrained? Scary, isn't it? We must take back our freedom, whether it be in the form of elections, whether it be in the form of American Bastille Day, whether it be in the form of a good old-fashioned tar and feathering, it doesn't matter. I have a feeling that you folks are going to be like me and not have any clue as to how many federal agencies that there are, much less where we should start to look to close. Because I went after last week's show and thought, where should we look to close agencies? Which got me to look at agencies, which got me to looking at all the agencies. And we only have 24 minutes left in this episode, and I'm not sure we can get through all the agencies that we have, much less the ones to close. So let's get started alphabetically. Federal agencies and the ones that we should probably gut, shutter, close, and get rid of the people that are sucking on the government tit. Ability One Commission. Bye-bye. Thank you. Nice for you to play. Access Board. Access to what? Hell, I don't know. Couldn't find a meaning of it. We don't need you. Bye. Administration for Children's and Family. I think parents can administer to their children's and families without your help. And if they can't, we have state and local government to help you. The Constitution doesn't allow for the federal government to be administering to children's and families. Bye-bye. Administration for Native Americans. We administer to the Native Americans. We give them some nice blankets once. They didn't like it. I think it's a good idea if we left them alone. They've got casinos now. Thank you. How? Administration on Aging. Obamacare has done a lot for aging, setting up death panels. Bye-bye, thanks, we don't need it anymore. Administration on Developmental Disabilities. No, thank you, don't need it. That's a state's decision, I don't see it in the Constitution. Bye-bye, thanks for playing. Administrative Conference of the United States. We have a little thing called Congress. See ya. You guys are all working at the car wash. Administrative Office of the U.S. Courts. Well, the U.S. courts push a lot of paper. We need them. Advisory Council on Historic Preservation. You know what? We'll keep three guys who can go, yeah, we should keep that, or no, we shouldn't. African Development Foundation. African develop its own foundations. Bye-bye. Agency for Healthcare Research and Quality. Ooh, you don't need that. Because we don't need to be developing healthcare research. And it's up to you to find your own quality physician. Agency for International Development. We don't need international development. We need to worry about our own problems. Thank you very much. We're saving money now, aren't we, folks? Agency for Toxic Substances and Disease Registry. We have a Center for Disease Control. We don't need you. Bye-bye. Thanks for playing. Agricultural Marketing Service. If you've got a farm, it's your business. You market it yourself. That's what a free market economy is all about. Bye-bye. Thanks for playing. The agricultural bills are getting smaller as we go. Agricultural Research Service. Woo! That's going too. We just made the ag bill smaller there. The Department of Agriculture, the USDA. Wow, there went a big chunk of the agriculture bill. Bye-bye. The Air Force. Hell yeah, we're keeping them. I like bombing shit, especially shit that goes, ah, la, 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 la. Air Force Reserve. That's a good thing. Got to have somebody in backup. We've got an agency on Alabama and Alaska. Boom. Bye-bye. As well as all the other agencies on states, because we have states, and they can run themselves. Thank you. Alcohol and Tobacco Tax and Trade Bureau. What? We don't need that. We've got an alcohol, tobacco, firearms, explosives, and hoop-de-doo we're going to talk about later. You can go because, well, frankly, we have an IRS that taxes most everything, and we have a Congress that writes the tax code. So kiss my grits, hit the bricks. Alcohol, tobacco, firearms, and explosives, hallelujah, somebody bring the chips. Well, you do kind of sort of perform a small function that is necessary. But when president, your director is going to come see me and justify the agency's existence and why it should exist beyond a SWAT team or two. AmeriCorps. You guys are dirty, filthy, rotten, and corrupt, and the AG said so, and Obama fired the AG that said so. So we're going to fire you. American Battle Monuments Commission. We're going to keep three people around to say, yeah, we should probably have a monument there. Yeah, we should probably have a monument there. And probably a secretary to push a little paper. American Samoa. You guys can take care of yourselves. It's about time. Put the big boy pants on, and I do mean big boy because I've seen them Samoans. Thank you very much for playing. Amtrak. I know Joe Biden likes to ride the choo-choo. Bummer. Amtrak is an anchor on the budget. Like any other business, it can sink, swim, or derail on its own. Bye-bye. Animal Plant and Health Inspection Service. Not a damn thing in the Constitution says that the federal government should be involved in lifting an animal's tail or checking under the leaves of plants. See you later. That's local government. The Antitrust Division of the Government. That's local government and the American people, because we don't trust the government. And if you ask anybody, we're all part of the antitrust division of this government. We don't trust them. Architecture of the Capitol. What do we need that for? It's not like we're adding on to the Capitol. The Capitol hasn't been added on to since, well, they built the damn thing. Done. See ya. Somebody push them off around, keep the place clean. That's what we have the general administration for. Bye. National Archives and Records Administration. Yeah, we need to keep them because, well, if we didn't, we'd have Democrats walking around with emails and stuff down in their socks, and they'd be trying to make off with the stuff. Arctic Research Commission. It's cold there. Nobody goes there. Let's just drill for frickin' oil, and who cares? Armed Forces Retirement Home. Now we're going to take some of the money we saved. We're going to build more of those. We're going to make sure that they're clean, well-staffed, and our veterans are taken care of. Arms Control and International Security. You know what? Arms control is good. We need to be shooting tight groups. International Security, these other countries can take care of themselves. We need to be taking care of our own. Which goes back to shooting tight groups. So, get the hell out of here. The Army. Oh, yeah, we're keeping them. I've seen what they do, and they do a good job of it when the politicians leave them alone to do it. The Army Corps of Engineers. I've seen what they do, and they need to quit doing it because they make a mess of stuff. Bye-bye. Thanks for playing. Arthritis and Musculoskeletal Interagency Coordinating Committee. I did not see that in the Constitution, and I don't think that we need to have a committee that coordinates from one agency to another that is listed as a department in the list of governmental agencies. Bye-bye. Thanks for playing. Bankruptcy courts. Unfortunately, we need to keep those because their business is a booming. Thank you, Barack. The Barium Goldwater Scholarship and Excellence in Education Program. Love me some Barry Goldwater. Mm-hmm. We're going to give them the money we just saved from the Arthritis and Musculoskeletal Interagency Coordinating Committee so they can give out some more Barium Goldwater scholarships and send some people to some more conservative universities. Bonneville Power Administration. We're going to pare them down, thin them out, make them leaner and meaner. But we got to have some power. The Botanical Gardens. You know what? We got a lot of Ezes running around in this country, and they're all squawking about wanting citizenship. Grab a mower, Paco. You don't get citizenship, but as long as you're here, make yourself useful. Broadcasting Board of Governors. You know what? That's a free market enterprise, and the government has no business being involved. Bye-bye. Thanks for playing. The Bureau of Alcohol, Tobacco, Tax, and Trade. We eliminated something similar to you earlier. So you're going to. Maybe y'all can carpool down to the employment office together. The Bureau of Consular Affairs. You know what? I've seen the news. There's enough people in the consular that are having affairs already. We don't need a bureau to oversee them because we have a State Department. Thank you very much. Goodbye. Thanks for playing. I don't know what you do, but this is part of the problem. The American people have no idea what in the hell the government does or why it costs so damn much money. Bye. Bureau of Consumer Financial Protection. Part of the Dodd-Frank bill. All I know is Barney Frank found Chris Dodd's colon cancer while looking for his watch. You're gone. We're going to repeal Dodd-Frank. We're going to make the Consumer Financial Protection Bureau go away. Hasta la vista, baby. You're gone. Bureau of Indian Affairs. I thought we made that go away earlier, but it was something else to do with Indian oversight and hoop-de-doo. I don't think they want us watching them any more than we want to be watching them. And we definitely don't want to be watching Indian Affairs. Have a nice one. Enjoy your casinos. Here, take these blankets. Peace be with you. The Bureau of Industry and Security. If you work in industry and the government's watching you, you probably don't feel very secure. Bye. We're not playing. Bureau of International Labor Affairs. Why are we involved in the affairs of labor internationally? I don't know, but we're going to quit. The Bureau of Justice Statistics. We need an entire bureau for the Department of Justice to keep statistics? I don't think so. There should be a few bean counters in the corner of the Department of Justice keeping statistics, and we have computers now that can do most of that. So get the nerdy guy and give him a PC and send him over to do it. Chup, chup. The Bureau of Labor and Statistics. We need a whole bureau to keep labor statistics? On American Bastille Day, these people are going to be some of the first ones to go. Somebody needs to start assembling the gallows. Let's get them illegal aliens rounded up and get them started. Get some, swing by Home Depot and get some lumber, some rope, and some illegals. The Bureau of Land Management. After the Bundy affair and what's going on in Oregon, they're not managing the land. They're being tyrannical. The states can manage their own land. The feds can get their fingers out of the pie. And the states can give them a finger of their own. Bye-bye. The Bureau of Ocean Energy Management. You can go. You don't do anything. There is no ocean energy management. You could be using perpetual motion from the waves to drive coastal turbines to have clean energy. But the oil country companies have their hands so far up your posteriors, and the green energy solar and wind companies have got their hands coming down from the other end, and they got you in a stranglehold, baby, to quote Ted Nugent, that this ain't never going to happen. So this agency is going away so the free market can come along and take care of business. TCB, Bureau of Prisons. We're going to take some of this money that we're saving, and we're going to be building some more prisons, because there's some nefarious rogues and rapscallions that are running around in government currently, and we need some more of these places. Hillary, I'm talking about you, just for one. Brock, and others. Bureau of Land Reclamation. We need some of that just for the prisons, but not a whole bunch of it, so we're going to pare that sucker down. Bureau of Safety and Environmental Enforcement. It'll leave the environment alone. It can enforce itself. It's called tornadoes and hurricanes. When you piss it off, it comes around and visits. You can go. Bureau of Transportation Statistics. The states can send in their stuff, and a couple of people in the corner over by the other guy who's keeping statistics can take care of that. The Bureau of the Census. Well, it's in the Constitution. First thing we've come across other than the military that was in the Constitution. We're going to do the census because, well, damn, it's in the Constitution. You know, every once in a while, we find one. The Bureau of Fiscal Service. I'm tired of the government servicing me fiscally. I know the government's behind me, and I can feel them there quite often. You're gone. The Bureau of Public Debt. What in the... Excuse me. Caught myself there. What in the heck do they do? You're gone. The Capitol Police. We're going to need them. We've got some evictions coming up. Capitol Visitor Center. We need you. The place is going to become much more welcoming very soon, because we're going to get rid of some of the old growth politicians. Timber! Harry Reid. The Center for Food Safety and Applied Nutrition. We're going to stop at food safety. We don't need applied nutrition. If you're dumb and all you eat is processed food and you die early, good for you. There'll be more room for me on the airplane. I'll be happy. You'll have died young. You'll be happy. Let's face it. Life's tough. Get a helmet. The Center for Disease Control and Prevention. Let's just stop at Center for Disease Control. You folks in charge of prevention, go home. Disease control. Stop the Ebola outbreaks. We all know about prevention. Wear a condom. Don't have sex with people that have AIDS. Don't have butt sex. Don't involve swapping bodily fluids with people who have open sores. Hey, pretty easy squeezy. Speaking of squeezy, don't be doing that. Centers for Medicare and Medicaid Services. We have a Department of Medicare and a Department of Medicaid, which we'll be keeping. So we don't need Centers for Medicare and Medicaid Services. The departments, Medicare and Medicaid, can take care of their own services. You got to go. The Central Intelligence Agency. We're going to get rid of the Muslim that runs it. We're going to put Snowden in charge. He'll be meeting with me in my first couple of days as president. And I'll get back to you on how we're going to deal with the rest of the shit weasels in there. And Mike Baker, call me. We need to talk about this agency. Chemical Safety and Hazardous Investigation Board. You who runs this agency, we're going to talk, but you're going to be laying off some folks. Chief Acquisition Officers Council. We don't even need Chief Acquisition Officers, much less Officers Council. Bye. Chief Financial Officers Council. The government doesn't need CFOs. It's not a business. If it was, I'd fire all of you. So, bye. Chief Human Capital Officers Council. The government doesn't have too many people I would consider human capital. We have a lot of human capital in the government, not much in the way of human capital. Bye. Information Officers Council. Look, we have a lot of vice presidents of sex, information, and music, which means when I want your effing opinion, I'll give it to you. But we ain't got a whole lot of chief information officers in the government. So you people can go to the Citizen Stamp Advisory Committee. Look, the post office delivers the mail. We don't need a stamp advisory committee. We're going to make one ugly-ass stamp, and it's going to say stamp on it. People are going to lick it, and they're going to put it in the corner of the damn envelope. And you know why? Because the post office doesn't have any competition, so they don't need pretty-ass stamps. What are you going to buy to put in the corner of the envelope? Nothing! Get a helmet, you morons! Citizenship and Immigration Services. We don't need that. We have INS. The Coast Guard. We're taking some of the money that we saved and we're putting it there. Why? Because we have people that sneak in there too, not just over the borders. The Commerce Department. We spend too much time putting stuff into the Commerce Department that shouldn't be there. Because the government likes to hide shit under the 10th Amendment and say, Red Rover, Red Rover, we're going to hide it there so you guys can't protest about anything else. Ha, ha, ha. So, no. I say no, Commerce Department. Bye-bye. The states can manage their own commerce.
Hey, where are the white women at?
Barack, was that you? Seriously, Barack? Is that you? Get out of here. I told you never to come in here. Someone arrest that man. We're getting near the end of the show. I'll be back on Sunday night, 8 p.m. Pacific Standard Time, and Sunday night at 8 p.m. Pacific Standard Time. We're going to take up in the seas, because we're just starting the seas. It took us 29 minutes, and we're just starting the seas. C stands for crap. This is a bunch of crap. Can you believe the waste in our government? Oh, my. Come back and listen with me, please. God bless you all, and God bless America. I want to thank you for being with me. The wicked God is here. It's going to take you and I to get us out of this, because there ain't no rest for the wicked.
I was walking down the street when out the corner of my eye I saw a pretty little thing approaching me. Could you use a little company? If you pay the right price, your evening will be nice and you can go and send me on my way. I said, you're such a sweet young singer, why you do this to yourself? She looked at me and this is what she said. Oh, there ain't no rest for the wicked. Money don't grow on trees.